How many times have you been nice to a person and they just been mean right back at you? How many times have you been nice to somebody and they just don't give a fuck about being nice? You know, how many times have you been nice to someone and they just still being a jerk? They're still being a dumbass. They're still being stupid as fuck. How many times have you been nice and still did not get that same respect back? How many times? I'm pretty sure it's been most of the time, right? You hear from a lot of people like, yo, you know, you just got to be nice to people. And, you know, they'll be nice to you back. That's not always true, and that's not how it is, man. That's not how it is. Because if you're being too nice to people, they're going to take advantage of you. If you're being nice to too much people, they're going to ask you for too many things. They're going to try to get you to help them out without returning any of the favor. You know, why you shouldn't be nice to anybody? You shouldn't always be nice to anybody, because you want to make sure that if you're the one that tries to get the point across, you don't want to be nice saying, you know, hey, you know, don't do this because of this. If they're fucking up and they're fucking up, you don't want to say it nice. You want to tell them, yo, you're fucking up and that needs to change, right? Don't be nice, sugarcoat it. You know, if you're gonna, if you have a team or if you're trying to grow a team or you're in a relationship and something's going on, don't be too nice about it. You know, don't feel like you need to respect that. If there's something going on, like your girlfriend's cheating on you, don't be nice about it. If your boyfriend's cheating you, don't be nice about it. You know, if your partner is stealing money from you, don't be nice about it. You shouldn't always be nice, because people take advantage of you. There's been times where I've seen people that are getting cheated on, or, you know, somebody hits their brother on purpose in front of the other guy, and he's like, yo, you know, what's going on? Like, why are you hitting, you know, why are you hitting my brother? Are you okay? Hell no. They take advantage, and then they what? They hit you next, right? Or something else. But you can't always be too nice. You got to stand up. You know, being too nice will get you, it won't get you too far. So, you know, the most successful people that I've learned from, they're not all nice. And the reason why they're mean is because they need to establish dominance. They need to establish the fact that they are who they are and they stand for what they stand for. Being too nice is saying, yeah, I know you messed up, but it's okay, I'll let it slide. What the fuck does that stand for? You know? That's why, you know, that's why the government, when you mess up and you're driving your car and you mess up and you run a stoplight, they're not going to be nice to you. Like, hey, yeah, you ran a stoplight, you almost hit 3 cars along the way, but just make sure you don't do it again. They're not going to be nice about it. You ran a stoplight, here's the motherfucking ticket. Here's that ticket. Don't run that stop sign again. This world is not nice. You shouldn't always be nice. Now, of course, you got to know how to identify when to be nice, of course. But you got to also identify when to be mean. And some of the times that you're too nice, people take advantage of you. But you got to also identify, if this person's being a dick, don't be nice about it. You know, stand up for yourself. But if this person is being nice, being respectful, and, you know, treating you like a decent human being, then go ahead, be nice to him. You know, be nice to her, be nice to them. But you got to identify when to be not nice, when to be mean. You know, because if you're going around being mean to everybody, of course you're going to be coming out as a dick. But if you're going around minding your own business, not getting into people's problems, you know, sticking to your game, you know, handling your business, and when things come across you that usually don't come across you, but you're minding your own business and either people or a problem comes across you, then that you can identify whether you need to make that action. You need to make that change, right? You can either say, okay, fuck this shit, you know? Or you can say, you know, no, this is cool. I don't need to be mean to it, you know? But you pretty much need to identify. If you get this gut feeling that somebody's being a dick to you, stand up. Don't be too nice. But if you get a feeling where you get a good vibe, right? The energy's there, the mood, and this person's being great, respectful, you know, full of a lot of positive, then of course you don't want to be mean to that. You want to stick, you want to get people around you like that. You know, you want to keep people, you want to keep the nice people around. You know, but also keep the nice people that are in your same market. Of course, you don't want to keep any, just any nice person. You want to keep people who are in the same market as you, who will respect you. You know, you don't want to keep just anybody around you. And that's a different topic about closing circles. But, you know, identify who is a dick and identify who is not a dick. You know, but you shouldn't be, you shouldn't always be nice to everybody. Just because they're your brother, or your sister, or your family, or your good friend, you shouldn't always be nice. Sometimes they need a good, you know, fuck you to them too as well. They need a good, you know, back the fuck up type of vibe. You know, don't be playing with me type of vibe, you know. Sometimes people need to hear, hey bro, you're acting up, you better shut the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? Because people who don't hear that shit continue to act like a fucking fool. And you know, I'm give me 1 second. You know, and there's times where you hear me, I'm nice. But then there's times where you hear me and you hear me in person and someone, you know, says something different, you know, I'm a little mean, you know, I'll be like, what the fuck do you mean, you know, or what do you mean, explain to me, you know, straight to the point. But sometimes you're, that anger, you got to use it for your full advantage. That anger, don't go to the gym and just take all your anger out there. Sometimes business, sometimes relationships, sometimes what you do in life works when you use your anger in a great way. You know, it works when you use your anger to positively influence a great change. You know, anger is a part of an emotion that we can control. When I was fighting, when I was kickboxing, I was angry. But when I was able to control my anger, guess what? My anger was special. My anger was controlled to fight that person with self-control. And I was able to then control my power. Of every punch that I threw it with power, with anger. But I wasn't fighting crazy and wild and throwing some haymakers and random swings, you know. I use my anger to control my skill. And if you can use your anger to control your skill, you know, then you'll be cool.